Hi, and welcome to another episode of Becoming Less, an Edmontonian journey to less waste, less impact, less consumption, and less clutter.
Becoming Less is brought to you by Waste Free Edmonton, and together we're dedicated to waste reduction efforts, both big and small.
I'm Biz.
I'm Emily, and today we are going to talk about everyone's favorite topic, everything like toilet kind of related, toilet paper.
We're going to talk about poop.
Yeah, we're going to talk about poop, essentially.
Not really. We're going to talk about the stuff that you do after.
Yeah, because I think that this is a really interesting topic because there's such a wide variety, I think, of, I guess, I don't know, methods or toilet paper replacements or things like that. And like even culturally, there's such a big difference between like Western culture and what's appropriate in other places. So yeah, I just thought it was really interesting to talk about that. So I guess to kick us off, Biz, what has your experience been with toilet paper, or like, what are your thoughts on it?
I wanted to ask you a question first.
Okay.
Did you complete your goal of taking your bag out of your purse and putting it back?
I did.
Huzzah!
And I actually used it once. Yes, that's a great question.
Atomic habit achieved.
Yeah. So, yeah, now that I remember that it's in there, I still, there was one time where I did forget that I had a bag, but like, I didn't use another plastic bag. I just like carried stuff when I was like, oh, I could have used that bag that was in my purse. That would have been convenient. So I still like it hasn't quite stuck yet, but I'm getting better.
Cool.
Yeah. Slowly but surely.
I ran to the store and it was like two blocks away from where I parked and I didn't bring a bag out of the car with me. And so I'm carrying like two things of milk two blocks away. And every single person I passed was like, do you need a bag? Like,
they're like, do you need some help? And you're like, no, this is fine.
No, I have to suffer because I forgot.
Yeah, this is my punishment, basically. Okay. Yeah, that's
anyway,
really funny.
Okay, so what has my experience been with trying to go low waste with toilet paper?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what I do. Partly because I would not subject somebody to no toilet paper if they were to come visit me.
Mm-hmm.
And partly because I don't think my husband could do that either.
Right? Like it's a cultural thing in Westernized culture that we have toilet paper and that it's accessible to our guests and things like that.
But
it's just an expectation. Mm-hmm.
We installed a bidet.
Ooh, okay. Excellent.
Mm-hmm. So that the bidet does most of the work. So you only either have to use the toilet paper to like dry yourself off.
Right. Instead of to like clean.
Yeah. So there's no like, nope, not clean. Nope, not clean. Nope, not clean. Eh, good enough.
Okay. So the bidet that you got, it was just like a bidet attachment that you bought for your toilet.
Right. Yeah.
And it was like,
we rent, so we weren't about to replace the toilet or anything. Mm-hmm. So our bidet is just hooked up to the line that goes into where the toilet intake is, and you just turn a dial and it turns on. The unfortunate thing is the water is cold.
Oh, right.
So that took some getting used to.
Yeah, that would be a bit of a shock to the system.
The whole process probably took some getting used to. But
yeah,
it doesn't even faze me now. I'm so used to it. And I use way less toilet paper. And the other thing we used to use toilet paper for was blowing our noses.
Mm-hmm.
You might use tissue boxes or whatever, but basically the same thing in a slightly different shape. And we use reusable tissues.
Right. Yeah, because you had made like reusable tissue boxes kind of, and then tissues. So I do the same thing as well. Okay, so for me, I've purchased, I'm still using toilet paper. So I've purchased like a couple of different kinds of toilet paper and done a little bit of research. Like when I kind of first went low waste, I kind of immediately when we ran out of toilet paper, jumped on the, like there's a very kind of popular brand called Who Gives a Crap out of the United States.
Is that the one I was talking to you about earlier?
Yes. Yeah. So okay. I bought a case of their toilet paper, and their toilet paper, I believe, is bamboo toilet paper.
Right.
And it's plastic free. And that's kind of like their whole purpose, essentially, is that they basically want like environmentally friendly. Yeah. And oh, actually, sorry. It's 100% recycled post-consumer waste fibers in our toilet paper. So that's different. But so I had tried that brand.
I feel like they have bamboo as well, don't they?
Yeah, I believe they do. Anyway, so I had bought a box of this toilet paper, and to get it shipped to Canada, like it's a pretty large box. And so kind of looking back, I'm like, it was probably like this kind of may have been a bit of unnecessary to have this box shipped directly to me. To be honest, like the toilet paper was really nice. It like had, yeah, super cute packaging, which I think is kind of part of like the draw to it.
Paper packaging.
Yes, it's all paper packaging.
Yeah, they come in like little patterned wraps, don't they?
Yeah, and they have like, you know, special Christmas boxes and yeah, so anyways, it's an American company. And so I had bought that and then was happy with the product or whatever, but thought that, yeah, me buying toilet paper and having it shipped individually to my home, like, is that really the smartest choice?
How many did you get? Which size of package did
you get? I got, I think, 48 rolls. I'm literally looking at the box because I still have it. Yeah, I got the big one.
The big one.
And okay. I think that was the other thing is that I have tried to kind of consider in cost. And the toilet paper, like, it did last us for quite a long time.
Well, see, that's the thing, because I was doing the math with Who Gives Crap, and it seemed to me that the amount we spend on toilet paper versus the amount that we would have got from one of those 48-roll boxes probably would have equaled out. It would have been a little bit more expensive, but not that much more expensive.
Like, yeah, it wasn't like horribly more expensive, I would say. So,
because you get so much all at once. Mm-hmm. It seems like a lot to spend on toilet paper. But I mean, you're going to use it. It doesn't go bad.
Yeah, because I remember thinking that, like, I think to get the box delivered, 48 like double rolls. So they're pretty big rolls, actually. And it is 3-ply. Basically, like, it lasted quite a long time. And I think it was probably like it seemed outrageous at the time to spend like $75, I think, on this box of toilet paper to get shipped to me. But really, when you think about it, like the size of the rolls, it's 3-ply. It is, I do like the fact that it's 100% post-consumer recycled material. Whereas, like, I'll talk a little bit later. So I bought this box of toilet paper, used it up. It was great, but then was like, maybe I should like look at some other options because.
Are there Canadian options?
So there are. So the next box of toilet paper that I bought, the next 48, you know, plastic-free box of toilet paper that I bought was this brand called Wipe On Us, and it's a Canadian company.
Okay.
And so they make, their toilet paper is made out of bamboo. So this is kind of interesting because I was like, oh, a Canadian company. And to be honest, I hadn't looked into it like too deep before I ordered the product because like we just needed toilet paper. So I just like needed to buy some. Yeah, basically their whole idea is that essentially they want their toilet paper to be very climate conscious. So it doesn't have any plastic and then it's really focused on like CO2 emissions. So they use bamboo. And so I guess for me, like now that I've kind of been thinking about it a little bit more, I also work in the forestry industry. So I am a little bit biased with this because like while I don't really necessarily support, you know, having toilet paper and things like that come from trees that are harvested in the forest, I kind of do agree with like more so on the side of having like recycled consumer, like post-consumer material being used as tissue paper than like bamboo being grown and produced and turned into.
Yeah, I don't really understand. I don't understand why toilet paper would be anything but recycled paper. Because
yeah, and so that's kind of my position on it.
Like there's got to be enough paper out there.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Like I'm kind of more, and this is just my own personal opinion, that I would rather purchase material that was post-consumer recycled material for my like, you know, tissues and toilet paper and things like that. That I know that, you know, I want to kind of create a market, I guess, for that recycled material because I know that recycling is kind of something in our society that's ongoing. And I think that it's more important to like help create kind of a market for that instead of creating a new product from something else that, you know, is grown. To be honest, I'm not 100% certain where their bamboo comes from, but like their product, Wipe On Us, their product isn't Canadian made.
Obviously, because we don't grow bamboo here.
Yeah, exactly. And so they have taken a lot into account on, you know, like what their emissions would be, whether they produce in Canada, whether they produce in China, like kind of considering all of those different things. But the reality is that bamboo isn't a Canadian product.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just for me, I had just recently bought both tissues, so both, like, you know, Kleenex or facial tissues from them, as well as some toilet paper. And so I wouldn't say, to be honest, the quality was not as high as who gives a crap. Like, I definitely got a few more complaints in my household and from guests. Who gives a crap had a better quality overall, I would say, like the 3-ply toilet paper that they had provided.
Okay.
That was 100% post-consumer, I thought was a better product than the Wipe on Us. But they were both still fine.
When our forestry consumption reaches a point where we literally can't create, like, there's just no need for as much paper to be made, then mm-hmm. I think we could go to something like bamboo, which is so much faster producing than cutting down trees in our forests here in Canada. But until then, I just can't see any reason why we wouldn't use post-consumer.
Right, use a post-consumer material. Exactly. So that's kind of my opinion.
Because when you recycle paper, you have to usually downgrade it anyway.
Exactly.
So it might as well be something that you wipe your butt with.
Yeah, exactly. So I will say that there's quite a few different brands. And if you aren't interested in paying, like, for shipping, or, like, there are kind of other alternatives. Actually, Earth's General Store has kind of posted a blog about this, about toilet paper. And it's their blog from March 3rd, 2019, if you're interested in looking it up. But they have kind of done an analysis on this as well, like, you know, looking at post-consumer material, like looking at actual price. And so the toilet paper that they carry it in bulk. It's plastic free. It comes, like, wrapped in paper, and you can buy, I think, rolls individually, so you don't have to buy a full box, which might be a good option for you. This toilet paper that they sell is more of, like, a professional quality, so it would be, like, you know, the toilet paper that you would see, like, if you went into an office or something. So depending on what your expectations, I guess, for quality are, that could also be a good option. And I know that you can find plastic-free post consumer recycled material toilet paper at places like Staples, like office supply offices will have them, and you can just buy, like, yeah, a big box of them, like 48 rolls or things like that. So,
oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm. So I had kind of looked into this, and it really depends, because I think the other interesting thing is that for me personally, I like to look at what the post-consumer recycled material percentage is. And a lot of these, like, that's going to vary from brand to brand. Like, for example, Who Gives a Crap, who is created out of the States, theirs is supposedly 100%. Yeah, 100% recycled toilet paper. But there's also brands that are like 50% post-consumer recycled material, or, you know, 75%. So depending, I guess, kind of what your preference is, that would maybe lead you to one brand or another. Another one that I want to mention is Seventh Generation Bathroom Tissue. Has 100% recycled paper.
I feel like I've used that one a long time ago.
It's a fairly common brand, but it has 80% post-consumer content and then 20% pre-consumer content. So I guess also to break that down for people who haven't listened to our recycling episode, is that post-consumer content would be like paper that has been used by,
like, your office scrap paper.
Yeah. And you, like, drew all over it and you used it and then you, like, put it into your office shredding bin or whatever. That would be included. Pre-consumer content means that someone hasn't actually used it, or, like, for example, maybe it was, I don't know, like a newspaper distributor or something, like, created all these newspapers that ended up having, like, a typo in them. So then, you know, that wasn't a post-consumer product. It was pre-consumer, because then they would immediately recycle those, right? Those wouldn't go out to a consumer. Those would just immediately get recycled. No one would have used them because they weren't usable for the function that they were supposed to have.
Right.
And so that would be, like, an example of pre-consumer. So yeah, it just kind of depends. And then there's also kind of this, like, maybe shady side to recycling, of this idea that maybe things are getting produced and not thoughtfully produced just so that they can be recycled, and just so that you can kind of put that recycling stamp on materials that are made out of that. But I won't get into that too much. But anyways, for me personally, just having post-consumer recycled content in my toilet paper is very important. So yeah, I would kind of encourage people to check out maybe some of those different brands and then see what's available maybe at depending on where you like to shop, but what's available at like your local office distributor or what makes sense for you. Yeah, for me personally, maybe I guess I have some like bougie toilet paper users in my house, but definitely I will say the who gives a crap. They're kind of like the OGs of plastic free and sustainable toilet paper.
But it is a little bit more expensive.
It is a little bit more expensive, but I will say that like if you like nice toilet paper, then I would recommend kind of going with something
what
like
do they
that.
Say?
But it is a bit pricier.
It was like soft as a unicorn's mane and as strong as 1,000 ponies or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Like they have quite a hilarious marketing, I guess, standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's kind of what I would recommend. But that has been my experience with them. I am super interested in the bidet, although I feel like I have to kind of like warm my partner up to it, especially I didn't think about that being just cold water.
But you know what? You know what? If you just get it for you, he'll probably just get curious one day and try it. And maybe he'll just convince himself to do it.
And to be honest, like I do kind of appreciate the idea of like, yeah, if you got mud on you, like would you just wipe it off with paper? Like, no, you'd probably like wet something and like wash yourself, right?
Was that a meme or something? It was like, if you got poop on the wall, are you going to just smear it around with paper?
Right? Exactly. Actually, I'm pretty sure that that's like a bidet advertisement.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure I've seen that one. You know, the funny thing is we got our bidet as a Christmas gift exchange present.
What? That is the most bizarre Christmas gift exchange present, yeah. But like... So,
2 years also in a row, our first year of gift exchange was a giant thing of toilet paper. And then the second year was a bidet. So we had to laugh that like 2 years in a row, we got the toilet.
Like toilet present. Related. Okay, so what kind of bidet is it? Because I know I've seen like different brands, like more so on social media and blah, blah, blah. But I'm just curious about like what your experience was with your bidet. Like, was it easy to install?
It was very easy to install.
Yeah. And is it just like you, like, how does it work? Is there like a button that you push? But so like,
you take the toilet seat off.
I've never used a bidet, so I'm really not sure. Yeah.
With ours, you take the toilet seat off
and
then you put the bidet goes underneath the part that the toilet seat screws onto.
Okay.
And so then you put the toilet seat back on over top of those screw holes, and that's what holds it in place.
Oh, okay.
Is the toilet seat.
And it and will then, fit on any toilet, like any standard toilet.
Yeah, because it's got these little adjuster slider things so that depending on where your toilet seat screws attach, it can go higher, lower, wider, right? So it doesn't really matter what toilet seat you have. It'll work. I think it was not very expensive. I would be surprised if it reached $50.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, like I said earlier, hooks up into the line that would normally fill the tank.
Right.
Like, it still fills the tank. It just gets split, right? So it goes to the tank and to the bidet. And it's just the water pressure from your water line that pumps it out.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't need any electricity or motor or anything like that. It's just a dial that opens and closes that line. The more you open it, the more pressure there is. And the more you close it, the less pressure it is. And you can decide how much you like. And then there is a little nozzle to
you
adjust.
You can decide how hard it sprays you.
Yeah, you can decide
water.
How hard it sprays you. It's not, yeah, it's, I mean, it's
I'm
line
it
water.
Awful,
so it's not like it's fridge cold.
Yeah, it's not
refrigerated. It's just not heated. You can get heated ones. A friend of mine has a bidet that she installed in her toilet, and it's way fancier than mine. It has like different colors that it lights up, and it like you have different options where it can spiral or pulse.
Okay, so this is actually funny because there is a restaurant in Edmonton. I can't exactly remember what the name of it is right now, but it's somewhere downtown. And me and some friends were going out for drinks after work. And I like went to the washroom and I was like, oh, what's going on here? And they totally had these like super fancy bidets in the restaurant washroom.
Funnily, my first experience with a bidet was in a restaurant as well. It was in a Japanese, like, sushi restaurant in Jasper, I think.
Oh, okay.
And I went to the bathroom.
All the
and
fancy
I, like,
restaurants have them.
Yeah. And I was like, went
is
to
it
the bathroom,
even a fancy restaurant if it doesn't have a bidet? Like, come on.
And I came out and I was like, I was with my friend and I was like, oh my God, you have to go try the bathroom. And she's like, what? And I was like, there's a bidet. Like, and she was like, I'm in there. I'm going. And she like puts her stuff down and she goes to the bathroom to try it out. It was good times.
Right. Yeah. I guess I shouldn't say that I haven't ever used a bidet before, but I'm just not like super comfortable, like not even not super comfortable, but they're a little bit foreign to me, I guess. So I'm glad that you could share your experience.
Yeah, it reduces the amount we go through so much because there's no, like, right. There's no second wipe or third or right. fourth or whatever.
Yeah, and, yeah. Like, I've also heard that you just feel, like, clean and fresh and, like...
Yeah. You know how you wear a thong?
Yes.
And sometimes your thong is dirty. It's like you never have to worry about that ever again.
You're, like, perfect. Great. Yeah. Yeah.
It's, mm-hmm. like, it's noticeably cleaner. It really is.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like very fresh. Okay. So then there's one other thing that I want to talk about. And this is, I guess, kind of like the ultimate low waste or zero waste toilet paper. And this is, it's called Family Cloth. And this is like the reusable toilet paper.
Is this a brand?
Yeah. Biz and I kind of, no, it's just, it, that's what it's called. Like.
That's what the kids are calling it these days?
Family Cloth. Which, to be honest, like. Family Cloth is the worst name ever for this. Like,
yeah,
I don't know why.
Don't share these with your family. I mean,
right? Like, and that's not the idea. Basically, the idea is that it's like it would be like something similar to what you have as like the reusable tissues.
Yeah,
is that like you just have fabric swatches that you like use as toilet paper or like to dry yourself after with a bidet, and then you just like have a spot in your bathroom, I guess, to kind of collect these, and then you, if you have a like special container or whatever for them, then it's easy to keep it like sanitary and clean, yeah. And then you can just like throw those right into the washing machine.
Oddly enough, no I actually deal. Had a conversation mm-hmm. about this exact thing with a friend of mine recently who told me that she is allergic to most toilet papers. Something
Ooh, okay.
something in the binding agent they use to keep the fibers together. She can't do it. So she was mm-hmm. like, you're into all this stuff. Tell me what I should do. And she was like, considering like reusable, is that a thing? And I was like, yeah, mm-hmm. just, you know, make yourself little nappies out of flannel.
Something nice and cozy.
Yeah, super soft. And then I suggested getting like a diaper genie or something along that line to mm-hmm. keep it until you can wash it, right?
Yeah. Just to keep it, like, contained.
And if you get a bidet, then you're not going to have to worry about those wipes being super dirty, right? Because mm-hmm. they're basically just wiping the water off of you, going into the container, and then they can stay in there till laundry day. If you don't have the bidet to, like, wipe yourself down first, then you probably want to rinse them out first, but...
Yeah. But, yeah, I do kind of feel like the ultimate, like... Like, I feel like this would be, like, a luxury experience would be to have, like, a nice heated bidet and then, like, a lovely flannel family cloth. And, like, there you go. Like, a luxury bathroom experience that's also
low waste. I don't know if
I
will take on that term, family cloth.
The family cloth. Yeah, I don't know why it's called that. That's just
Who
from my understanding
that?
Of reading blogs and stuff.
Okay.
That's just what I have heard
I do
called.
Spend
Anyways.
A lot less time on the internet than you do.
You do. Yes. Yes. This is very well known. but yeah, so I guess that kind of covers, I mean, some of the options. I also, I guess, just wanted to kind of say briefly, because I don't know a ton about this, because I was raised in, you know, westernized culture. But like, obviously, there's lots of cultures where they are zero waste and they don't use toilet paper because they use like different hand techniques and whatever. So I don't know anything about this, but
hand techniques?
Yeah. So in a lot of countries like Morocco, Bangladesh, in Africa, like they don't use toilet paper. They use their hands to wipe themselves clean and then like they wash their hands after. And that's just like kind of commonplace. So it is like a westernized idea that we use paper to clean ourselves. Anyway, so
I would be interested to actually know the history of toilet paper and where
Yeah, this is that's also not something that I knew. or that I know, but I just know that, like, obviously there's, you know, kind of a wide range of culturally appropriate things. But yeah, I definitely think that there's a lot more to learn. But if you want to start with baby steps, maybe if you're like have grown up in westernized culture, yeah, maybe using a more sustainable toilet paper and then working to the bidet family cloths and then like trying something else. But I will say I am someone who I do a lot of like backcountry camping and hiking. And that's kind of another like no trace camping. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but that's like a very common backcountry no trace kind of thing. And included in no trace is also like you don't leave your toilet paper behind. Like I feel like a lot of people, this is kind of a weird, like a lot of people get uncomfortable, I guess, kind of with the idea of this, but there's a few different things that I've read. And so for me personally, when I'm going backcountry camping, this is something that I learned from my sister. She was like, honestly, it's totally just a comfort thing. You can bring toilet paper with you if you want, and then just have like a plastic bag that you just, you know, like put your toilet paper in and then like pack out. Or like what she does is essentially don't use toilet paper and like use different methods of, like, to be completely honest, using like a stick or a rock or like something natural to, or like a leaf.
But be careful to, which leaf you pick.
Wipe yourself off. Yes, I think that we've all heard of like the dreaded like, oh my goodness, I picked like poison ivy and wiped my bum with it.
Leaves of three, let it be.
But to be honest, like this is something, like first of all, just to be clear, if you are hiking in the backcountry, like please dig a hole. Dig a hole. Do your business. I would recommend using a rock, which I know sounds like very odd, but if you find a nice smooth rock, like it's totally pleasant. And yeah, and like do your business, bury it, no trace camping. Like that is kind of, I guess, my recommendation. And so I was a bit nervous when I first started doing this. So I did bring toilet paper just as like just in case. But now that I'm like a little bit more comfortable, that's kind of my method. And everybody's different, but that's what I would kind of recommend. And there is a way to go to the bathroom not using toilet paper.
I don't mind peeing. I don't mind peeing saying. In the woods. Pooping in the woods is something that I'm not super happy about. So I usually try to...
Well, when you're backcountry camping, you gotta do it.
So. But there are places... You just gotta, like, pick your backcountry places that have an outhouse.
Oh, yes. Or you could do that. Yeah. I will say, like, personally, I'm, like, quite an outdoors person, I would say. There's, like, nothing quite, like, pooping in, like, you know, with a view. Or, like, you know, there's just something about it.
Do you watch Rick and Morty?
I do, yes.
Do you remember the toilet that Rick had for himself on, like, some uninhabited planet? Oh. Is that what it's like? Yeah. And it was, like, his special
throne? It's, like, very peaceful and lovely.
Is that what it's like?
It basically. It kind of depends. It kind of depends. But there is, yeah, you can just, like, take a little moment to go to the bathroom in solace on your own. And it's silent and it's nice and, I don't know, nature. Anyway, so... Getting a little bit off track, but that's kind of all the information. I feel like I threw so much information out there about different kinds of toilet paper and like different things.
Yeah, this is a very specific topic and there's lots of, there's options out there.
There's so many different options. And like I said, for every person who's in whatever stage of their like low waste process, yeah, it might look completely different. Hopefully one day I would like to have a bidet. I don't think it's going to be soon.
Remember,
yeah, this is... like I said, I have to warm my partner up to that. But
I say just do it. Just put it in. He'll get curious.
You're right. That might not be a bad idea. Anyways, but I also don't want to just buy something just unnecessarily.
Like, no pressure, honey. I want it for me. If you want to use it, fine. If you don't, that's cool too.
Yeah, also cool. Yeah, excellent. Okay, well, anyways, guys, Biz, is there anything else that you have to add or that you want to add?
Just our wine, cheese, and dessert.
Right, just our wine, cheese, and dessert. Oh my goodness. Okay, I almost forgot. What is your wine, cheese, and dessert?
Okay, so my wine is, I kind of made an ass of myself, and I ordered my
please tell.
My you're going to really enjoy this, aren't you? My bamboo hairbrush is dying. So
okay.
I thought I would replace it with one that I found from Jack 59. I bought a hairbrush from Jack 59, and because I love Jack 59, and I love their shampoo, and I bought this hairbrush. And when it showed up on my door, I opened the box and out came pouring a bunch of packing peanuts.
Mm.
So I was like...
Like regular packing peanuts or...
Well, or like little did I know.
Eco-friendly packing
little
peanuts.
Did I know.
Oh,
so
uh-huh.
I was like, packing peanuts? What the heck is this? Jack 59 would never have packing peanuts. This is outrageous.
Yeah,
so the first thing I did is I emailed Jack 59 and I'm like, yeah. What the heck? I mean, I phrased it in a way as best I could saying, hey.
Biz emailed him being, what the heck?
What?
This is the worst. I'm going to burn down Jack 59. No, just kidding.
Yeah, I'm
just
definitely
kidding.
That violent. No, I mean, I phrased kidding. It in such a way like I am concerned. There might be something more going on. Maybe these are somehow environmentally friendly, but there was no indication in the package of that. And, or maybe they're reused. I don't know. So I got a quick reply back, actually, and they explained that the packing peanuts are made out of starch. And if you run them underwater, they just completely disappear. So, of course, that was the first thing I did. And it was, and so I went to work the next day. And there were packing peanuts in one of our incoming boxes. So I ran to the bathroom and to see if it was also one of those. And it was. So I ran around to all of my coworkers. I'm like, you guys, you want to see a magic trick?
Biz went on a rampage and was like, give me your packing peanuts.
Look, the packing peanuts are made out of starch. I'm so excited.
Oh, okay. The only reason I know that is because I have also bought, purchased a product that had gotten sent to me. And then, like, they had made a note of the packing peanuts being starch that are biodegradable and not plastic. Yeah. So that's
and
the only reason I know that.
They did point out to me in the email that they have all this information on their website had I only looked.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah. There you go. Anyways. Well, that's good.
But anyway, so it ended positively. So I was happy with that. Unfortunately, I hate the brush.
Oh, no.
So,
well, you know who needs a new hairbrush?
Do you need a new hairbrush?
Actually. I do because I have a plastic hairbrush that I have been clinging on to and using for it's probably 7 years old. Anyways, and it is it stabs my scalp when I use it. So I need a new hairbrush. So
this one will definitely not do that. Next time I see you, you have a new hairbrush.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, yay. Maybe, I feel better now.
Yeah, maybe it's just not the right hairbrush for you.
It is not the right hairbrush for me. I loved my last hairbrush. I mean, I'm still using it because it is somewhat functional, but the bristles are falling out one by one. And so it's going to slowly... I just thought I would get a new one before I was desperate and had to go just buy the first thing I found. But,
yeah.
Not that one. That's not the one. Okay.
It's not the one for you.
So
don't worry. It might be the one for me. Anyways.
It might be the one for you. My cheese on the topic of toilets is what's the difference between roast beef and pea soup?
Oh, what is it?
Anyone can roast beef.
Oh, gross. Ew. Ew. I don't like that joke. Okay. All right. Yeah.
And my dessert
what's your dessert? Let's move on.
My worms got a new home.
Oh, okay.
So I got one of those tiered worm houses.
Oh, okay. I thought that you had given your worms away. I was like, why? But yes.
No. They got a new house. New home. So it's a tiered home.
Oh my gosh. Welcome to the best worm composting of your life.
Right?
Oh my gosh.
I'm very excited. And when I looked in there, when I moved them all over, there were lots of little wigglers happily wiggling around. So I'm like, yay, they survived.
Oh, good.
They survived
they're gonna
the
love...
Rubbermaid bin, and now they're in a better home, and I will take good care of you guys.
Yeah, honestly, now that I have a layered vermicomposting system, my worms are thriving. They've been in there for about a year, I guess. So, they've had some time to settle, but they are just taking off, going crazy.
Excellent.
Anyways.
All right, what's your wine, cheese, and dessert?
Okay, so my wine, cheese, and dessert, I'm going to talk a little bit more about, my wine is that going back to toilet paper and camping, if you are on a trail or you are hiking or you are out in the wilderness somewhere and you need to use the bathroom and it's imminent and not going well, please do everyone a favor and go somewhere maybe off the trail and please dig a hole and bury your waste because I have been on too many hikes where we have a dog. And someone has taken a poop right off the trail, and the amount of times that that dog has almost eaten human poop and us had to like, anyways, it's just like a total nightmare.
Are you really good at identifying? Because what poop? If it's dog poop?
Oh, you can tell. Trust me, you can tell. Mostly because human poop, especially the people who leave their toilet paper attached and flapping in the wind for everyone to see.
Yeah. Makes okay. me crazy. I have definitely come across like random chunks of toilet paper that have definitely been used.
Yeah. So do everyone a favor. If you're bringing toilet paper, bring a plastic bag or like a Ziploc or something to put it in. Like, it is not that difficult. Or bury your toilet paper because it's biodegradable.
A reusable plastic bag.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, if you're putting used toilet paper in it, like, to be honest, like, I don't know if I would be super inclined to put like human fecal matter in a bag and then wash it and reuse it.
Well, what if it's like your camping poop bag? I mean, yeah. I don't bring it home and put cookies in it and give it to your neighbor.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Okay, yeah, yeah. If you have like a, if you have a special bag for it, like that's totally fine. It, don't like, yeah, reuse your silicone bag and yeah, put cookies in it. You're right. That's disgusting. That's anyways, gross. But please, like for the enjoyment of all people in the outdoors, just like bury your poop. That's all I ask. And do it off the trail. Like it's not that hard. So that's my wine because just please no. Okay, so my cheese is that, so over this last little while, I've had a bit of time on my hands and I have like been repairing a bunch of my clothes. And so I'm very excited. I patched my first shirt with some extra denim that Biz gave me like a while back. And so I patched my favorite thrift store shirt.
And you're going to post pictures of that, right?
Oh, I definitely am. Don't worry. It's already planned for Instagram. But anyways, so I patched the shirt and then I realized that like subconsciously when I was like planning my clothing repairs that I was doing, I purposely planned this specific shirt first because it actually isn't my shirt. It's my partner's shirt. And I was like, oh, well, if I screw this one up, then like at least it is a shirt that I wear, but like it's not my shirt, it's his shirt. So if you're gonna do some clothing repair, I would recommend, my cheese is to just like, if you're starting out, just try your partner's stuff first. Just
repair someone else's stuff first.
Yeah. Wow, just to like, kinda, you know.
I feel like I'm the opposite. I'm like, if I ruin it, it's mine and I'm the only one who has to suffer.
And this being said, the patching went really well. It looks good. So like, you know, no harm, no foul, but anyways, that's just like my little cheese. Take it with what you want. And my dessert is that I feel like because, you know, I talk more about like an eco lifestyle and I don't know, I'm living it, I guess you could say. But I had a friend post on Instagram about how they were doing like a closet clean out. And I'm super excited because I got two like really, really nice pieces of clothing from them on their like Instagram closet clean out that I'm really excited for that are like reused and they, yeah, are like essentially almost like brand new quality. And they're kind of doing closet clean out because they're like, I have all of these like actually really nice clothes. I just don't wear them. And, you know, they're like trying to be more minimalistic and all this kind of stuff. So mm-hmm. Yeah, I got some like two really bomb shirts for $20 that are like absolutely awesome and I'm really excited for. So
nice. I do find because people know that I'm into that like thrifting and stuff, people just give me their clothes. They're oh, like, yeah. Like, this kind of looks like it might fit you. What do you think? And I'm like, cool, well, I'll try it. And
you're like sweet.
Yeah. And I almost never buy clothes because
right?
I know. To just yeah, accumulate them for free some other way. I don't know.
Anyways, yeah. So I feel like there's just so many, I guess kind of my dessert is that like I'm very excited that I buy, I would say, pretty much all of my clothes, except for like technical gear. But even that, to be honest, I've found some really awesome technical gear like used online. And I just think that it's like there's too many clothes in the world right now that are awesome that already exist. So you don't need to buy new things. You can totally find amazing things that have been used for way cheaper and they're just as cool. So anyway, so that's my dessert. I'm very excited for them. And yeah, I feel like once you kind of like start like more and more projecting maybe your values or what you believe, then like kind of opportunities kind of become a little bit more present and aware to you.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's just kind of my
all right.
my dessert.
If you made it this far, thank you for listening to us talk about poop.
Yes, thank you so much. We would love to hear your feedback. So send us an email at becominglesspod@gmail.com.
And I highly encourage you all to follow us on Instagram at becominglesspod, where we are the most active in our social media. Or find us at becominglesspod.podbean.com for all the ways to connect and listen.
And if you are so inclined to donate, you can also find ways to donate on becominglesspod.podbean.com. We hope that you guys have a great time, and we encourage you to share our podcast if you wouldn't mind. We really hope to have you back, and every day we can be a little less than we were yesterday.
Biz, are you just snickering at me?
Maybe.
Like, I can hear you snickering.